The Timeless Podcast Company present this podcast. An immersive sound design.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome to the bonus and final episode of the MF Doom podcast. Did I ever tell you the one about MF Doom? We're calling this special and final episode Rare Cuts and Special Blends with a Z for my man Zev Love X. We're going to be bringing you snippets, stories, and really interesting little tidbits from people who shared during this podcast and during the season that we recognize and realize that you didn't hear from. I want to introduce Wild Child. Wild Child, who is an amazing, amazing artist and MC, tells a funny story of going to a club with Doom. Check it out.
He started carrying on that facade of, if he had a gig or a show, would he be there? Would he not be there? What's gonna happen? The draw for people to see him was just everywhere, you know? And I remember we did Coachella once. My daughter got to meet him, which was a blessing. But I do remember we went out one night, and this actually might've been the night before we did the session. We go to this club, and it's a club that we visit frequently. Rest in peace to my man, Dust One, as well as Doom. He was the host. But when we would go there, we would walk in the spot, and the whole vibe of celebrity is not there. Everyone knows this is the spot to come to chill, not to who's there, who's in the back, similar to the APT in New York. So we go there, and Doom comes with us. And all I kept thinking is, and I'm late to the table. I'm not going out with these guys all the time because I had a family living still back in Oxnard. So I go with them, and all I kept thinking, this is to myself, wait, we really gonna go out? I know Madlib is used to going out and playing in the back and no one can see him, but how are you gonna go out with Doom? What no bodyguards, nobody's like that. So we roll up in there, I think it was with Peanut Butter Wolf or something. So we roll up in the spot and we have a couple of drinks, and I'm like, yo, man, I don't really drink that much. I'm a rum dude. I probably was soft to him. I was like, I'm a rum kind of guy. That's why I don't smoke weed. Man, let me be smoking weed. He's like, nah, man, I'm getting you the whiskey. We getting the whiskey. We getting this, we getting that. I'm like, you know what? F it. We gonna celebrate. So this was like pre-celebrating what he had in store for that album. And I haven't even heard, at this time, I hadn't even heard the whole album yet. We get in the spot and I'm just sitting there. And everyone's coming up, Wild Child, Madlib, Lil Pac, all this dope vibe. Cause like I said, me and Madlib never always went out together where people could see us. Cause they knew we were not, you don't really, people knew our name a lot, not the face. Madlib was the one that kind of carried that mysterious torch on. So I'm sitting there going, how are these people coming up? And they don't even know that this dude is sitting right here. He wasn't rocking the mask. So I'm just sitting there like, man, I want to ask the dude so bad, how does he go out? It's like Superman and Clark Kent, because no one ever knows. So that's how he does it. I wasn't even thinking that, but I'm thinking like how a fan would think. So that's how he does it. I never asked him that question though, but it just sat there in my mind the whole time. Every time I look over, he's just posting up, blending in with everyone. Everyone's just walking past. No one, not one person ever said, you know, I recognize you without the map. No one. To me, at that time, it was blowing my mind. I couldn't, it's like I said, it's like watching Superman sit there with powers having a dream. And no one knows that Clark Kent's just sitting right there, just cooling out. So that to me was like the illest story.
Here's Miles Brown, the star of Black-ish. He is also a Wild Child's son, and he talks about his interest in Doom and why he was so captivated by him.
Well, it's just crazy because it's like me, I'm so young. It's like, I feel like Well, I do surround myself with like my friends. They know a lot about like the older school music, but I feel like not a lot of other kids besides like me and my friends would not even know or like listen to any Doom song. So it was like, I would say me growing up, I would always just listen to music through him. Like I would actually, I never started listening to my own music like that was actually coming out like relevant at the time. Until like probably like 2015, like everything before that, I would just listen to like whatever he was listening to. Like I wouldn't play my own music. So that's kind of where I got most of my like music sense from. But when it comes to Doom, I never really had to create like too many experiences with him. I have obviously like one cool like experience with him. But I would just say mainly it's always been like an action figure type of thing. Like I've always thought of Doom. Like it's kind of embarrassing to say, but like when I was super, super young, like when I was like 5 years old, I used to think that, this is actually embarrassing. But what's his name? In Fantastic Four, I used to think that
the
Doom.
Thing?
No, the bad guy, Doom.
Oh, yes.
Doom, I used to think he was based off of MF Doom. And I don't know, that's just something funny for me. But no, like I guess the way I looked at him and just was, I think it's kind of cool to see because like people don't realize that a lot of people are inspired by him from the music, obviously, but so a lot of people don't realize that, you know, like me, like younger, like we would look up to Doom, but not even purely the music. It would be more his image and like how his aesthetic and everything. So like the mask and, for me, and I feel like I can't really speak for other kids, but for me particularly, I kind of saw Doom first more as what he kind of portrayed in his image, like as a figure more first before his music, because I didn't start really like understanding who was who when I was listening to music until I got older. Obviously my dad was playing his music all the time, but sometimes I would ask him who it was, sometimes I wouldn't. So then when it would come on, I wouldn't know if it was Doom at the time until I got older. I was like, oh, this is who you've been playing. So when I first, every time I like my dad would bring his name when I was younger, I would never really think about like the music. I would always think about the album cover like that he had, my dad has a shirt of. Which album was it? It was the it's like the cartoon one where he's like holding his hand.
Curls?
Yeah.
My villain, Curls.
Yeah. That I would always think of that. I would always, obviously the mask, like that was a huge thing for me. Like I remember we went to San Diego one time and I seen, and it was a Doom mask, but obviously like it was just a regular mask, but it looked just like it. And I was like, yo, dad, that's the MF Doom mask. And I would beg him for like an hour to get it. And I eventually did get it. Can I show? We got the mask. So W on that part. I feel like when every time I would hear about his name, as a kid perspective, because I just thought it was so cool to like be an artist, but kind of like have like a superhero like aesthetic to it, or just kind of image for me. So I thought that was super dope.
One of my dearest, oldest friends is a young man named Keo, aka Blake, aka Lord Scotch, aka, well, he goes by many names. What most people don't know, or people outside the sneaker and hip hop industry, was Keo and Doom worked on the Doom Dunks, the Nike sneaker that became not only really hot, but really popular. And I love this story about how Keo and Doom came together and worked on the Doom Dunks. Check it out.
So from that same NYU crew that did the first videos, it was Adam Baller Lowe, it was Jesse Nicely, and a cat named Fresnel Morris. That I don't know where Doom just used to find creative cats and draw them into his circle. And all these three dudes were super creative and all went on to do big things. So Fresnel Morris was like a product designer. He went on to have a hat brand that was incredible called Still Life. And he was making, you know, private label hats for like RRL and all these major fashion labels. He was a real scientist with it. So he and I worked on the design of the shoe, the sketch of it, and then he coordinated with Nike SB people about the actual materials. So that was a full collaborative thing. And of course, Doom had the final okay and a lot of input on it. I personally thought, because my original vision for it was a simple skate shoe, which is black suede with a gum bottom, and then little hits of the red and the, you know, little subtle logos. They threw the kitchen sink at it, and I've had the opportunity to design some sneakers since, and I understand that the
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The urge is there because you can. You're like, yeah, I want ostrich skin and I want 3M and I want it to glow in the dark. And can we put some whistles on it and rockets? And just because you can do everything doesn't mean you should. So me, I thought it was a little over the top with the 3M piping and the ostrich skin and the weird lace lock that was gold and the other part was silver. And I thought it should have been a little simpler. But it's become one of the most iconic dunks, one of the most collectible dunks ever made. So what do I know? But I like simple old school sneakers.
And talking about the Doom dunks, I also love Miles Brown as he talks about his opinion about them. Check this out.
For me, what I think about the Doom dunks, I mean, to be honest, I can't fully remember everything about it, like when it would be out, or I think, didn't we have a conversation with Rome's about it, like at his studio? I remember that. And then I think we were talking and it was a picture that I remember that Travis Scott was wearing them, right? Wasn't that the conversation? And then right after, it was a picture of Travis coming out, the price of them just skyrocketed. Right. And I think just for me, just like, that probably was the first time I can really think of where an artist would kind of collaborate with a brand. Not even just a brand, but Nike specifically, for shoes. And I thought that was just so cool to like have that be the first, because nowadays you have obviously like the Travis Scotts and like, you know, Kanye and a lot of artists like wanted to have their own shoes. But I just think that it was such a dope idea. And for me, I don't have them, but I wish I did, obviously. No, I just think it's just a dope idea all around, for sure.
I now want to introduce Sanford Green, an amazing artist. Sanford talks about how he got to work with Doom.
So I was, oddly enough, at a comic convention, and I was approached by, I can't remember his name. He was his manager, or he was definitely one of his people to assist him on, you know, his LPs. And he saw my work and he just inquired, hey, you know, I manage this rapper. You might have heard of him. He goes by the name of, you know, MF Doom. And when he said that, I'm like, I stood up out of my, you know, from my booth, and I'm like, you kidding me? You know, Doom is like, to me, you know, again, just speaking on that persona, it's like working with, you know, this hero, you know, that persona just made you feel like you were working more than just with this MC. You were working with a persona. And, you know, I was like, yeah, definitely. I would love to work with him. And it all worked out to where I got to do one of his Victor Von Doom, which is another persona, which was, again, just looking at his platform of how he was able to switch between these different identities and just being on point for each one. And you still felt like it's the same person, but they're different in all, you know, you know, they're all the same, but they have this different, you know, natures and deliveries with their music. And truth be told, I was really hoping that I could do an MF Doom cover, but the Victor Vaughn was a nice, you know, second, if you want to call it that. But again, it was a great experience overall. He was very easygoing. I didn't really meet him in a weird kind of way. I kind of liked the fact that I didn't actually talk to him or, you know, what have you. But, you know, I like working for this, you know, again, working for this persona. So it was a good experience overall.
Here, Sanford talks about the artwork he did for Doom.
It wasn't a whole lot of direction. I mean, overall, the basic direction was we want something futuristic, but it feels like, you know, animation, anime. You know, again, he's influenced by all those things, comics, of course. So they wanted me to just kind of keep within my realm of what I do, which was very inviting because you don't really get that with any of these projects that I work with, as far as whether it be magazines, even animation. There's a lot of direction, a lot of hands-on, and just working with him, he was like, do what you do. We want this kind of post-apocalyptic, you know, cyberpunk feel. And that's where it all just started to come together. So yeah, definitely he was very easygoing to work with because I didn't talk to him. So that was the other part. Lucky him. I still have the original, actually. Still have it.
I'll give you my address.
For what? But yeah, that it was pretty, you know, clean cut. Like I said, it was, you know, one and done. And yeah, it's just a nice piece to, you know, part of my portfolio.
And here is a special JJ Doom Winter Blues BBC live version. Check it out.
Melanin on melanin. You do need to recharge off your velvet skin. Make them feel like 12 again. Soon as I get the green light, I'm delving in. Melanin on melanin. Your fella need to recharge off your velvet skin. Make them feel like 12 again. Soon as I get the green light, I'm delving in. Learn to balance, it's real tricky. Like the Incredible Hulk, turn back to Bill Bixby. Masturbating, I'd rather wait than keep a good enough good stuff for that trading in. Each and every day, making cash with Satan. Can't eat, can't sleep, it's exasperating. Mad light burning off, all he need is one warm hug to keep from turning off. I know you could use a boost. Left the hoopty back in the hood with the screws loose. Bust the coupe out the driveway, stash house. Scoop you up, hit the highway and mash out. Matte black like melanin on melanin. Of course the butter soft black leather trim set of rims. Let a purr, not a scratch on it. Spin it back to the garage and put a latch on it. I need a handful of melanin. Feeling like your lamb's wool bed on his tender skin. It might feel a light shock initially as we connect up the flow of electricity. The phenomenal melanin biopolymer. Feeling like a glass of Merlot, I could swallow her. Eat her up like a snack, well, we could live forever like Henrietta Lacks cells. Melanin on melanin, asking where the hell he been. Soon as he felt the skin, holding hands, feet in the sand grounded. Staring in the pretty brown eyes, astounded. I share some solar power, if you let me pound it, we could go for hours. And then again in the shower, left a leg trembling, recharged melanin. Love that, yo.
Thank you very much. Well done. Thank you very much indeed. Doom, accompanied by Sam Bester on the piano, Oliver Coates on cello, Alexis Nunez on drums and percussion, and Mara Carlisle on saw.
So there you have it. It has been an amazing time, an amazing experience in sharing these stories, sharing these memories, and sharing this time with you about Zev Love X, a.k.a. X Evolves, a.k.a. MF Doom. Thank you to all the contributors. Thank you to all the writers. Thank you to all the artists who made this possible. Thank you to all the people that allowed us to share their most valuable commodity, their time, and express their love and their gratitude for Doom. And thank you to his manager and also all of his family that shared their invaluable stories and time with us. We appreciate you, we love you, and we thank you, Doom, for the music, the culture, and the legacy you leave behind. Did I ever tell you the one about MF Doom Podcast is a Timeless Podcast Company production. Executive produced by Chantel Barron, Michael Barron, and Eric DJ Eclipse Wynn. Co-produced and mixed by Brett Epigmazer. Sound design and sound editing by Nick Digler-Davila. Research director, Miles J. Barron. Senior creative director, Martin Norton for Poison Pen Graphics. Graphic design director, Shai Harari for H1 Media. Featuring Ben Klingon, Dell of the Hieroglyphics crew, Dimbaza Dumale, Dinko D of Leaders of the New School, Graham Poopa Maxwell, Jason DeMarco, Just Blaze, Curious George, Cotty, Lionel the Vid Kid Martin, Lord Jamar, Lord Seer, Miles Brown, MF Grimm, Milo from Leaders of the New School, Onyx the Birthstone Kid of KMD, Prince Power Rule, Ralph McDaniels, Talib Kweli, Tanji Dumale, Tom Brown, Wild Child, Yasin Bey, and Young Guru. Special thanks to the City of Long Beach, Mark Healy and the Rockaway Wave, Far Rockaway Queens, New York, Brandon G, Tom Wheely, Ben King, Stephen S. Sidman, and Video Music Box. Timeless Podcast sound design voiceover, Tembisa Mashaka. Music cues and scoring for this podcast have been provided by Portal. That's P-R-T-L. Music comes in all vibes, so lo-fi should too. Welcome to Portal, the world's first lo-fi music in all genres for all types of music fans. Whether you love hip-hop, reggaeton, country, alt-rock, EDM, or even bossa, Portal has lo-fi vibes to match your music tastes. Find Portal on YouTube or Spotify or anywhere you listen to lo-fi. Portal, P-R-T-L, lo-fi for every vibe.
The recording of JJ Doom is used under license by Lex Records, and we thank Tom Brown and Lex Records for allowing us to use this song for this bonus episode. Please listen and download Doom's albums from Lex Records at lexrecords.com and anywhere that you listen, stream, and download your favorite MF Doom music.